Hello and welcome to this podcast on 5 key traits of a leader in the digital world. At a recent conference, I had someone ask me, what does it take to be a leader in a digital world? I paused, and my response was to pick words that start with C and P. While I was really using the moment to gather the thoughts, the 5 C's that instantaneously stood out were courageous, connector, challenger, catalyst, and curious. So let's start with curious. Curious is that intensity to learn and gain a wide array of knowledge in a variety of subjects. This intense curiosity led Steve Jobs to learn calligraphy and later applied that to produce all the fonts that made Apple computers so popular. The same curiosity led him to look beyond computers to understand how the entertainment, telecommunications, and other industries work. He then used that to create a device that acted as a platform, disrupting those very industries. Somewhere during this transformation, Steve Jobs was let go of Apple, but his curiosity led him to Pixar, Next, and learn from the failures first time around. Upon return to Apple, Steve Jobs remained razor-sharp focused on products while still being curious. He even signed off saying, "Stay hungry, stay foolish." Ability to learn about anything and everything without bias is a key trait. Connector. Calligraphy and computers are two different ecosystems. Entertainment, telecommunications, computers, and devices are very different industries. One of the many things that differentiated Steve Jobs was his ability to make these brilliant connections. Years later, Travis Kalanick and his Uber would connect social network within the context of a taxi industry and envision it as a supply chain issue rather than a transportation problem. Yet, again, a brilliant connection. Almost every disruptor in the digital era has made such brilliant connections. Ability to connect and disrupt at the intersection of these ecosystems is a key trait. Challenger. Challenging status quo is kind of a corporate buzzword. It's typically used to indicate the need to bust a long-standing bureaucracy and a potential helplessness around it. However, in the digital era, the buzzword is actually a real need. Individuals and companies that create a climate to change status quo will thrive. Travis Kalanick is changing his way into a long-standing establishment like the taxi industry. When you disrupt, something more unseen challenges like definition of employees, that is W-2 versus 1099 in the US, come into play. Ability to challenge norms that come along the way and demonstrating resilience is yet another key trait. Catalyst. Change doesn't happen just because, and everyone don't adopt or adapt to change just because. It takes years. Elon Musk envisioned a car that was heavily software dependent. Mark Zuckerberg envisioned what human connections mean in the digital world, and Sergey Brin and Larry Page at Google reversed an assumption that a car needs to be driven. Catalyst is someone who increases or changes the world around them while retaining their original identity. Mark, Elon, Sergey, Larry are all examples of leaders who demonstrate that trait. Ability to be a catalyst, thereby change a norm, is yet another important key trait. Courageous. A courageous leader is someone who believes in purpose with passion, can confront multiple realities and hardships head on, but yet continue to make smart decisions to accept failures or persevere a path. In doing so, a courageous leader builds people loyalty and brings them along in times of good and bad. Almost every leader who's been successful has ventured into uncharted territories. For example, Jeff Bezos started with an online bookstore and had the courage to venture into a totally non-existent market called cloud and pioneer a business domain. Being courageous is a leadership trait, period, in any world. In conclusion, the power of the 5 C's capture the spirit of being a continual learner, connect those learning to challenge status quo, and demonstrate courage and catalyst-like spirit to disrupt the world. I'm sure there are other traits that go on to make a digital leader. This is just a start. Let me know what you think about other traits that differentiate a digital leader. Thank you. And lastly, a quick disclaimer. The opinions expressed in this article are mine and do not reflect in any way those of my employer.
Thank you.